We're talking about being a good side tonight. Okay, Nanda, here we go. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hashem Yisborach. Says Rabbi Nachman, Hashem Yisborach, Eino Osa Shnei Pa'amim Davar Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu never does two things. He doesn't make two things twice. Interesting statement.
Two things twice.
He doesn't make one thing twice. Hashem Yisborach, Eino Osa Shnei Pa'amim Davar Echad. Okay.
Two times one thing.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
He was like, they're like, what does it mean?
Contradicts history, repeats itself.
Interesting.
Nothing's new under the sun. Whatever it is in Hebrew, how you say that.
Okay, it's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Now let's see what Rabbi Nachman says next. He says, Ki afilu gilgulim, even that the sugi of gilgulim, reincarnations as they translate, Ein zos haneshamin es galgeles pam shnia kamoshehi. It is not that the neshama is coming again a second time exactly as it once was. That's not what a gilgul is. Ragzos hanefesh im zeharuach v'kiyotze b'zeh. Except this nefesh, we know there's different parts of the neshama. There's a nefesh, there's a ruach, neshama, echai echida. It's usually, I don't really know much about the gilgulim at all, but the nefesh and the ruach are really the parts that we try to work on. Most people are dealing with the nefesh, basic avodas Hashem, basic midos. The ruach is already a little bit of a higher level. Maybe it could be considered with a havas Hashem and devekis and higher levels. And there's different combinations of nefesh and ruach. So you never have the same exact combination coming twice. Kiyadua, like we all know. Nimsa sha'achshav kishazeha nefesh miskabitz em ruach acher. So it comes out that the nefesh, even though there's a gilgul for this nefesh, it's being gathered together with a different ruach. Okay? And it's similar like that. Shuv ein zeh ma shehaya kodem. So it's not anymore what it once was. Ki hein Hashem Yisborach osa shnei pamim davar acher. He ends off again. Kadosh Baruch Hu never makes one thing twice. This is the Sicha Rabbi Nachman. So for a second, we'll go into Gugulim for a second. Then we'll swing back around. So this is quoted in the Hagdama, just to quote from the Hagdama from Shar Gilgulim. Shar Gilgulim is one of the Sfarim of the Rizal. There's many, many Prakim in it. And one of the Hagdamas, he says, Da ki afal pisha timsa kosav etzlein b'mkomas ram, we've said many times, ki ploni nizgalgil b'ploni, Shais is Nizgalgal and Moshe, and then Moshe is Nizgalgal again, and then Noach, and these neshamas become reincarnated. Va'acharkach b'ploni, then it goes into ploni, and it can keep going. And we ourselves nowadays, we are Gilgulim of some earlier person, people, Ruach, Nefesh, something. Al titalomer ken neshama rishona atzma, don't make a mistake and think that you're that original, or that second Gilgul is the original neshama. And that original neshama keeps just, yeah, the body is different body and different form and different years of life, but it's the same neshama. No, don't say that. It's not true. There's many root neshamas, lain kates, and they become neshalik, they become separated, apportioned into neshamas. And from one shorish, many, many sparks, many, many pieces can come from that one shorish. And every time there's a gilgul, niskanim kitsas nitzotzos mehem. There's a little bit of a tikkun, a little bit of fixing up some of the sparks from them. And those sparks that are not yet fixed, from the original shorash of the neshama, chozum lizgalgul istakin. They then, those nitzotzos, then are put into a different nefesh, ruach, into another body, into some part of history, and again, that person tries to do his avodas Hashem his best, and then the sparks get fixed up. V'osim shekvar nisaknu, and the sparks that get fixed up, enim lizgalgulim, they no more get reincarnated. Amnam olim v'omdim adrega ruyelahem, they raise up and they stand in Madrega that is appropriate for them. So we see that the neshama goes through, whatever, there's no other better word, reincarnations again and again to fix up different sparks from that big shorish. Now, what do you see from here, I think, is that our job, right, we are also Gilgulim. We have no idea from where, whatever. Even though once in a while, I've even heard this, that people have gone to Rebbe or something with a certain problem. And again, I don't know exactly know why he's saying it, how he knows, or exactly how it's working, but he has said, it's from a different Gilgul. It's from a different Gilgul. I mean, there could be that there's some issues that come from a past experience. Some people have some just, I don't know. Some people have a certain mishigas about them. Where did it come from? You know, their parents love them. They had no problems with their teachers. Everything was good growing up. But where did this thing come from that just continually plagues them? From a different Gilgul. Could be. Right? We say every night by Kriya Shema Amita, some say the Yiratzen. And right, we ask for forgiveness, Gilgulim this, that past Gilgulim, right? Right? The Gilgulim, it's a whole Indian. But what you see here is that there's a tikkun needed, and you don't have to fix up the whole thing. There's certain sparks that you have to do. Do you need to be a perfect human being to be able to fix up those sparks? Love Davka. Your whole life could be to misakin one tefillah. It could be to be misakin aleinu. We don't know what it could be. Of course, everybody has to try their best to work on themselves. But the tikkun that's needed for this Gilgul, it's not like the biggest thing. Meaning, it doesn't have to be, you have to be perfect. Right? What you see from here, I think, is that sometimes we're like, we push ourselves too hard sometimes. We have to push. We can't be lazy. Right? This is always the balance. You try to tell them not to push so hard, and then they don't do anything. Then you have to tell them, but no, you do have to push hard, and then they get depressed and they don't do it. It's always a balance. People need to push hard, but not over pressure themselves. Right? If the person has to work hard, but not to become, what's the word, tense and intense. You don't have to. There is a tikkun to be made. And it could be that there's a certain inyan in the Svarim talk about that. If you have a certain inyan, it comes back again and again and again. You can't break out of it. That's your tikkun in this world. And even that doesn't mean you have to necessarily be misgabra over it completely and have a shlita over it. It could be the fact that you're fighting, right? The very fact that you are in the battle with this thing, that itself is already part of the tikkun. You don't even know if you need to be the one to fully misakin. How do you know? We don't know what's going to be next. Maybe we'll go into another Gilgul. Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us only to fix half of the tikkun, and then there'll be another Gilgul. We'll finish the other half. We have no idea. The point is, Lo Alecha Mishnah Perkei Avos. Lo Alecha Hamlacha Ligmor. It's not upon you to finish the Malacha. You don't even know if it's possible. But V'lo Atem Ben Choron Li Baltam Imena. But you're not a Ben Choron, a free person to say, well, if I can't fix it, so then if I can't fully do it, then I'm not doing it at all. No, this is the balance. This mission is the balance. You don't have to finish it, meaning you don't have to kill yourself to take all the responsibility on your shoulders, but you can't throw off the whole responsibility. Do your best, smile, work hard, put more effort in. Everybody could put probably more effort into what they're doing, right? And do your best. And be besimcha. This is the Indian. Right? This is the Indian. So it comes out that since Rabbi Nachman's saying that there's no two Gilgulim that are ever the same, I don't know exactly know what he meant by this. I never know what he means exactly. But one of the Nyanim is that since we see that the Gilgulim are always switching, and this Nefesh and that Ruach, the Artikunim, each person has to fix what they can. Each person has to find their own personal, they have to find themselves, Das Atzmecha. And one of the most important things in the entire world is Das Atzmecha. You have to know yourself. And no one's like anybody else. And you have to know what your tikkun is. Right? You have to try. And you have to ask advice. That thing that really is hard for you is probably part of your tikkun. Right? Dafka, that thing. Obviously, right? That's what it is. So it's a little bit of a chizik, the fact that we don't have to fix everything. Now, when it comes back, Rabbi Nachman said, this part of the Gilgul was really not even the point of the Sicha. The Sicha started off, what did the Sicha start off? Hashem Yisbaruch ein osa shnei pam davar echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu never makes one thing twice. I'm not like thinking how I'm going to say it. And then he went to the Google. But the point of the Sikha was really the first line. Kadosh Baruch Hu never makes two things. How do I say it again?
One thing twice.
What is that inyan exactly? I went to the Google. But this is a much bigger line. This is talking about everything. So something that hit me, you may remember at the beginning of time, it's brought down in Chazal, that the moon, the sun and the moon were really the same size. Right? Really the same size. Then the moon made a comment. What did the moon say?
Remember? Can only be one ruler.
What?
Can only be one ruler.
How could you have Shnei Malachim Bekeser Echad?
Sounds better that way.
Yeah, well, it's the way it was said. How can you have, right, Shnei Malachim, two kings, Bekeser Echad with one crown? You can't. So Kadosh Baruch said, okay, fine. So the Yireach, Nismait, you become small. And never again are they the same size. The sun is the king, and the moon is the queen. Right? Mm-hmm. The king wears the crown. So I was just, this is what, I don't know why this popped in my head when I was talking about this, that you can never have two things exactly the same. Because when it comes to the union of Keser, the crown, right? Keser is like a seed. Right? And every seed has its DNA, its specific DNA. No two seeds are ever alike. Right? No two trees are ever exactly alike. No two people are ever exactly alike. Right? It takes time and water and oxygen and air for it to slowly to come out. Even though it might look the same, right? If two seeds are put up against each other, they do look alike. They do. But they're never mamish the same. It's something like a Yaakov and Esav, right? Yaakov and Esav, the Chazal say that up until they were like Bar Mitzvah, they looked exactly the same. They looked alike. They both went to yeshiva. Like identical twins. Nobody's mamish exactly alike. And the Pnimius HaDvarim, nothing exactly the same. Even on the Chitzonis, it could be. Could be. But here, you know, Kadosh Baruch doesn't make two things, one thing twice. Gosh, I keep saying two things. Because it's Shnei Pabim, that's why. Shnei Pabim Davar Echad. So there's a Rizal, and I don't know where it is exactly, but I've heard it said. Maybe you've heard it. Is that Rizal says there never ever, and there never ever will be two moments ever the same. There's never such a thing. Like no two snowflakes are ever alike. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Is it true?
Yeah.
It is. Fascinating. So this is the same thing, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the snowflakes. You never have two moments ever that are the same. Ever. So what? What does it do for me? What does it matter that a Kadosh Baruch Hu never makes one thing twice? Right? Never makes the same moment two times. Okay. Skoich. What does that do for us?
Makes fingerprints work.
Makes fingerprints work. Okay. What do you say?
One shot.
What do you say?
Only have one shot.
Okay. So we're going to learn the opposite of that. So Rabbi Nachman says, I mean, in that way, it's true. So Rabbi Nachman says in the Gutamran, he says in Reish Samech Aleph, he says, I'll just read it to you, it's a very short Torah. Kishinofal adam madrega also. If a person falls from his madrega, Yeda, no, this is one of his famous lines, and it's very important to really believe this. When a person falls from his madrega, Yeda, no, K-N-O-W, Shemina Shemaimu. It was from Shemaim. Any nefilah is always from Shemaim. Again, every person has the bechira to choose, do you believe this or you don't believe this? So everybody can say, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Or you can mamish belief. It's up to you. Right? Know that it came from Shemaim. Why? Kisrachikus. Because feeling or being distant from Kadosh Baruch Hu, feeling distant, thinking you're distant, being tchilas hiskarvas. Is the beginning of Hiskarvus, is the beginning of getting closer. Every fall, every act of Rikhuk where you feel distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the beginning of getting close to him. It happens to be, if you do the Gematria, Rachok, Resh Ches Kuf, is 308. Yes, that's an easy one. Karov, Kuf Resh Vav Bez, is 308. So you think that you're Rachok, it's really the Karov. It's the same Gematria, Rachok and Karov. So therefore, when a person falls from his madrega, know that this is the beginning of your escarvus. Right? It takes a little bit of time to get into that mode. But we have to learn this beforehand. We have to know how to see, you know, like they say, like how to roll into a fall. Right? If you go to karate, you have to roll into it. So we have to know how to roll into a fall. I mean, nefilas is a little bit hard. But if you understand and you believe that that's the beginning of the next madrega, there's a tachlis, a tov for this, there's a purpose for it, it makes it a lot easier. And this is the emes. Rabbi Nachman says again and again and again and again and again. And it's true. Alkei nafal, therefore a person falls, she is orer yoser l'skav v'shem yisbarach. In order that he's more inspired to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now some people fall and then they leave the fold. That's why you need to hear these Torahs. That you're going to fall. The tachlis of life is to fall. Because that gufa gets you back up. The tachlis hayirida is falling up. It's to get back up. To get you closer. Now, just a parenthetical note. It's very, very important. It's not really parenthetical. When we talk about chizik, right, this is chizik, right? What does chizik mean? Does chizik mean, keep going, you're going to get it. Eventually you're going to get it. That's not chizik. That could be false expectations, false hopes. Chizik is, get back up, try again. That's chizik. That's it. Chizik is, just don't stop. I don't know if you're going to get it this time. I don't know if you'll ever get it. I don't know if you'll ever be mezgaber over that taiva. I don't know. But the point is about, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be in the fight. So the chizik is, just keep going. The main word, I haven't said this in a long time, the ikker of all of us Hashem is?
Go weiter.
Weiter. Go weiter. Just keep going. I haven't said it in a long time, no?
Long time.
Long time. Now we're back. Just keep going. You had a bad davening, you had a bad week of davening, you had a month, you had a bad 10 years of davening, who cares? Just go weiter. Learning's not going. Just go weiter. Just keep going. Don't ever stop. That's the worst thing. Now he says, okay? So now we have this idea down. Whenever a person falls into Madrega, know from Shemayim, Davka, to get you, to order you to come back up. It's holding in a Purim. We had a big Nefila, and it was all to bring Klal Yisrael back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That's the whole story. It's every story in Navi. Klal Yisrael sins, Hashem sends a bad guy who subjugates us for many, many years. We finally do tshuva, we come back to him, and then we're brought out, we kill that bad guy, and then after some time, then we eat, right? We have a party, right? And drink. And then eventually we sin again because we forget. And then he sends another bad guy. I mean, that's all of Shoftim. It's just again and again and again. Va'atzasa, what's the Eitza? She'yaschil mechadosh likanas bevodas Hashem. Anytime a person falls, the Eitza is. Meaning, now you have the idea. Now you understand what's going on. You're falling, dafka, to get back up and to get closer. That's here, right? That's not here, that's here. But now, what's the Eitza? Lamaisa here. Start again. You mess up 100 times on this inyan. You were nichshol in a certain inyan. Just get back up and start again. Fresh. Don't get stuck in the past. Don't get stuck in the past moment. Why? Ki'ilu lo hischel adayin klal me'olam. Ki'ilu like you never were living in this world. I mean, there is no last moment. There's no two moments that are ever alike. So who cares you messed up in the last moment? Who cares? Just go, just start again. It sounds very easy. And at the same time, people who are thinking about it, like, that's not just how it goes. But it is. Because you only don't do that because this here tells you you can't. Not this tells you. Because why? Because you feel bad.
That's because we don't see. We don't see or experience anything different. So
this is the point.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like, we sit here, every moment to us looks exactly the same.
It all looks exactly the same. And also, you tried 1,000 times and nothing changed. But this is what we have to fight against. Because as I was saying before with Chizik, the point is not to actually make a change. I don't know if things will change. I just need to go fight there. You just need to stay in the game. But when your heart is down, it feels bad, you become inactive. You become disabled. Hey, buddy, you want to go out to go get some dinner? No, I'm not feeling good tonight. No, come, it'll make you feel better. You'll come out, it'll be good. We'll go with the boys. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling like I want to go out. No, but that's the whole point. I know you're not feeling good. Come out and you'll feel better. No, I can't. What's going on with this guy? But everybody knows how this feels. Because your heart dictates your movements, which is the craziest thing. Why can't my legs just move? Why can't my arms just do? What's stopping me? My friends are going out. It's going to be a good time. All I need to do is literally stand up and walk to the door. They're going to pick me up. Can't do it. Can't do it. Why not? Because the heart has such a shlita over it. No, you feel bad. So if you feel bad, you can't move. Atzus. You know, good in avodas Hashem. You can't move. And then you get stuck in the last moment. Right? It's only because you're stuck in the last moment. What happens if we would imagine, if we could live, every moment is different, that the last moment doesn't even matter anymore? Yeah, of course, you have to do tshuva, you have to do this stuff if you made a mistake, let's say. But imagine a person could truly live that way. That this is literally the first moment ever that you ever tried this thing. Really, you could imagine you could do that. Then you would start again, like just like you did it the first time. And then you fell. If the second time was literally like the first time, so you'd try again just like the first time. Right? Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? Why not? Why are we droopy Jews? Muslim. Who's a droopy Jew? What did you say?
Memory.
What?
Muscle memory.
Muscle memory. Because you're thinking that the last moment, this moment is the same as last moment. There's no such thing. There's no two moments that are ever alike. Just get up and start again. This is what we have to do. The heart is the hardest to control. Because it's the emotions. But the head, if you believe Rabbi Nachman, you might need to say it over again 1,000 times. That every time you fall, it's really to get closer. And you could start again fresh, like there was never one. You believe Rabbi Nachman, you don't believe him. Right? You need a tzaddik to tell you that, because you never would come up down your own. But the tzaddik's telling us that. So now we have the head straight. Falling is good. We don't try to. We never try to fall. Falling has to come from Shemayim. If I tried to fall, if I didn't put my efforts in, and I just totally was hefker, so then that's not what we're talking about here. But when you try, even if you try a little bit, and you still, davening didn't go well, learning didn't go well, whatever, this thing didn't go well, you said the same silly comment to your wife 1,000 times already. Why can't I just stop saying the thing that I say, or to your kids, or to your whoever? The second it happens, the second after it happens, Yeda, no, it's Min HaShemayim. It's from Shemayim. Emunah 101. The second something happens, once it happened, Emunah 101, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that. Right before it happened, it's on you, buddy. Do your best. Don't mess up. But the second it happens, we have to download this. That's it. It's over. If it's in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that. Now, once it's from Shemayim, why would Hashem do that? Because sometimes we need a shock to the system in order to bring us closer to Him. Therefore, get up and try again. Now, your heart doesn't necessarily feel that right away. Right? We want, if you feel that way, great. So then you have no problem getting up again. For some people, they can't. So what you need to do is now you have to jump to the Yadayim. As Chazal say, and Ramchal brings it down, it's brought down in Sefer HaChinuch, and what Rav Nachman is saying, Achrei Pu'ulus Namshech Levavos. After the heart goes the, after the actions goes the heart. Just do. Just do it again. Ah, you messed up 1,000, who cares? Ah, your heart's telling you that you're a loser, who cares? Just go fight it. Just do the thing. Just do it. Nike took it from, Rav Nachman. Just do it. Your head knows it's the MS. Your heart doesn't yet. Your hands can then act. what the emes is. And sometimes you have to let your friends pull you out. Right? I was talking about this before Purim. Rabbi Nachman says in Tinyana, I just said it recently. Where did I say it?
This morning.
I said it this morning about the circle? Morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it this morning? Yeah, that when you're in a circle and you're dancing, sometimes you have some people on the outside. Rabbi Nachman says, they're sad, they're depressed. They don't feel like dancing today. So what does Rabbi Nachman say? Grab them in. Because once they start moving their legs, once they start moving, they get into it again. His heart wasn't feeling it. The movements of your body, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, that not only can the mind affect the heart, but sometimes if that's not enough, get the body moving. Person's feeling depressed, go run a mile, you're going to feel better. Go work out, you'll feel better. Chemically, we know there's endorphins, these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously made that, obviously. So if you hold that there's no two moments that are ever alike, you really believe that. And you understand this from Reish Lamechal. It's a four-line Torah. It could change your life. Just get back up like it's the first time. Because it really is. It really is. Even if you don't feel that, you don't really know what does that even mean? But you believe that they say it. So work with that. Hang on to the tzaddik. Rabbi Nachman says, it's okay if you don't really know God, if you don't really believe. I do, so hold on to me. That's what he says. And that's true. I don't really understand this stuff, but who cares? If you're connected to a tzaddik, that's part of the koch of the tzaddik. That we don't have to know. We could be dovik to the tzaddik, we could have a moon in the tzaddik, and whatever he says, we believe in. We could do that. He ends off and he says, V'zek klal godo b'avodas Hashem. This is a great rule in Avodas Hashem. Shetzrichin mamish b'chol yom yitlahaschil mechadash. Every day, shetzrichin mamish. You need to mamish every single day, start again fresh. Like there wasn't a moment before, like there was no day before. Again, even if it's like faking it, that it's a new day. Because you do, we all remember yesterday. This isn't like magic. We do remember yesterday. But act as if this was the first time. My heart says, you remember yesterday. Even my head remembers it all. Doesn't matter. Pretend as if it never happened.
Also be the flip where they get so hard doesn't want you to remember yesterday. He wants you to feel like, oh, okay, you were nothing yet.
If you did good stuff yesterday. Mm. Could be also. We have to, it's the biggest, just start again and getting up. And I said the chizik before, it's not that you actually have to start today and be and conquer it today. And today I'm going to have the best davening of my life. No one said that. Just go in with energy. Don't be droopy. Just be a Jew. You know? Go in chazak. Chazak, chazak, v'nes chazak. And that is it. You live a life of this, that every day you go chazak, it'll come out well. It's going to come out well. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, might not be. But every day you go chazak, I feel like there's a problem like in America. I feel like we get very, those who remember the good old years, maybe in yeshiva days or, you know, wherever you went in Eretz Yisrael a little bit, when you're young and, you know, on fire for Yiddishkeit and Torah. And then you come back, you get a job, you have a family. Things start to like peter out for a lot. We have to bring the fire back. It's very important. America does suck out the fire. It does. It's not so easy. There's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of avoda. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of pressures, a lot of stresses. It's true. But you have to find time during the day or whatever it is. I don't even know. Each person has to find their own and fire it back up again. We're all droopy compared to what we were when we were younger. I even find myself sometimes, like, what is going on over here? Like, where's the, we have to get into it. Start yelling, like, move. That's what it is, move. Shuckle a little bit. Psukah d'zimra, daven out loud. You're learning whatever, right? What happens in America, what happens over here? It's not just America, but it's everywhere. You know, we listen to Shirim. So listen to the Daf Yomi, we listen to this. We're always listening. It's like always like information overload. If you don't, yeah, and sometimes we get excited by it. Yeah, we hear a nice shir from Rebbe, you get excited. But if you don't put back out into the system, you know, it's not going to last that long. That's inspiration. The fire is when you yourself, you're moving. We all know this. You have to move. Run to shul. Again, you can fake it till you make it. Learn out loud, daven, I don't know. What other examples do we have? We have to put more energy into our Avodas Hashem. Shabbos, what?
Sing.
More music in the house. Decorate the house. You know, Purim, Pesach. Put effort in. The Chagad is coming. The Seder is coming. With the kids. We have to make a Leibedik. That is happening now. I feel like there's more. I mean, from the way I grew up, I don't know. Maybe it's just the schooling I went to. It's like very, like, whatever. Docile, you know? Now everything's about programs and stuff. Okay, sometimes it's a little too much, but we have to. Yeah. What?
Excitement.
We have to build it. It has to be real, but it has to be excitement, and we have to start. We need it for ourselves also. Right? Menachem says you need to be machriach yourself. You have to push yourself a lot for simcha. It's very hard because the tev of a person. We learned this one point. We did the sugi of simcha. The tev of a person is depressed. The teva is drawn down. If you stam just stay. The Tevi says for most people, you're drawn down to Marashchar and to Atzis. So you have to be machriach, you have to push for Simcha. Up to the point of Ruach Shtos. Right? To even act silly. Even to act, do ridiculous things. Nothing usher. But to do silly things. I was giving a women's share last week. I was telling them about how it sounds funny, but look in the mirror, look at yourself right in the mirror, and make a funny face. Ah, it's silly, and they're like laughing at me. I said, yeah, that's exactly the point. Sometimes you need the Shtos. Because that brings you out of this klipa of seriousness. And then, what did I say?
When I was in there, it's also so by the wedding by Gramalis Gavai. So we were in the room on the side after the chuppah. So the chassan came into the room. So it's a small room. Rav got up and starts dancing around. So while he's dancing, he's like, he goes to the chassan. Just doing that
see?
While he's dancing around.
Well, you see? So. Ramaylich, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. That's what I call him now. Sometimes the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He's the most Hasidim I think probably out of anybody. But no, we're too like uptight. We're so uptight with everything. We gotta break out a little bit. Do a little jig.
Yeah.
No one has to see you.
Like
no one has to see
you. Swinging his hands around like he's like, really? Yeah. He's swinging the chassan's hand.
Yeah, right. And everybody, and I was like, you know, it's so funny because you see a Rav Meilich now. Everybody knows. He's like, he's crazy. I mean, in a good way. He's like drawing on tables. He's, who knows what he's doing? He's vaping, drinking. He's whatever. It's crazy. And everybody loves him. Mama loves him. They eat up his Torahs. So why don't you act like him? Why don't you act like him? Why don't you go, and probably never ever sees that. But it's funny that we get so serious. We drink from their Torahs, which is more serious in nature. And that's it. And that's what we take. Take from their most. Don't be a copycat. There's no, Ramatul always says, there's no copycats in Yiddishkeit. That's a problem. If you become a copycat, that's a problem. But see what they're doing. He's always jumping. I think he even broke some ribs recently.
Yeah, he fell.
He fell off a table. Oh, God. Listen, but he never, you know, after 10,000 times jumping on a table, you know, it's eventually going to happen. But it's still good die. You probably jump back up. Point is, we gotta move. Yeah, we gotta get.
He didn't
realize because he was besimcha. Because when you're in besimcha, you're an expanded consciousness. Okay. Anyway, we have to mechazik ourselves, light the fire. We have to, Purim to Pesach, light it up. Kill Haman. Kill Achashverosh. Inside, kill Klipas of Malik, because Malik says, no, it's okay. See how good a Malik is. Shekarcha b'derech, kriras, be cold, it's okay. Just learn and daven very strictly and do the exactly the way. They want you to stay in this little narrow box. It's so boring. You gotta break out, you gotta. All right, I'm done with that. Let's do Sichon and Hay, let's just do it for a few minutes here. Pam achas diber minyan tov ha'olam haba. One time, Rabbi Nachman spoke about the tov, the goodness of olam haba. Mashichon liskos haidei avodas Hashem be'emes. What a person can be zochet to if he serves a Kaddish Baruch Hu be'emes. Big word. It's not for now exactly, but you could serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu and then you could serve him be'emes. Anav Amri, he answered and he said, Muchrochen lomar v'likros b'shem tov. We need to say that olam haba is going to be a gittazach. It's going to be tov. It's going to be, we have to say that. We have nothing else to say. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be the best. But be'emes, I feel the shame tov in shaykh lamraza. You can't say it by olam haba. It's going to be even tov. Tov is a good word. You can't give it a value, a defined amount. It's gonna be good. He says, it's going to be so much better than Tov. We say Tov just to give you some context, but it's really nothing compared to what it's going to be. You can't, again, it's undefinable. We don't know. He says it's impossible to inform a person, except you need to use some words to describe. Oh, my God, it's going to be gevaldik. But Be'emes, Ayin lo ra'asa, right, Elakim Zulsech, I think it ends off. Eyes have never seen. No one knows what Olam Haba is going to be like. No idea. Okay, interesting. So, first of all, it's interesting. Just Sam, I was thinking, sometimes we call the Baal Shem Tov the Baal Shem Tov, and sometimes we call him the Baal Shem. Right? Baal Shem Tov means he's the beholder of a good name. Tov. Sometimes we just say the Baal Shem, because he's even higher than anything. We can't even... But the whole world is created on Tov. It's interesting, right? Ayalakim Esaor Ki Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes man Tov Ma'od. Right? Olam Hazeh is made on Tov. We have Tov and we have Ra. There's what to compare. There's what Tov is in comparison to Ra. Now, I don't know what you'll say, what Ra was there before. Meaning, if Tov is only in comparison to Ra, we only need to say the word good if there's also a counterpart bad. Right, Louis said there's no bad. Then there would be no good. It would just be. Right? Good means it's good as opposed to something else. This is good as opposed to this is bad. Now before the Eitz Hadas Tovara, before the he ate from that eitz, there shouldn't have been any bad.
It was
so then what's created? Well what's Tov then? Well, then why have to say Tov?
Potential.
What?
Potential for a lot. Always the opposite. No, so if it was there, maybe it didn't come out until
the very fact that there was a creation. There's a gap. When the fact that there's a creation, that means it's a symptom of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a symptom of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a darkness, we'll say. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu made the light, light means revelation of Elokus, Tov. Right. So even Olam Hazeh itself, Be'etzim Olam Hazeh comes with a counterpart to Tov. But Olam Haba, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself in a more manifest that we can't even imagine such a thing. That's what he's saying. I know Rasa. I don't even know what that means. But when he does, there's not going to be any Tov anymore. Because there's not going to be any Ra anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's no need for any of that. It's just going to be. We can't even imagine what that is.
It's Purim.
Boring?
Purim.
Purim. Oh, I said Purim. No, so it's interesting because really, you could say it's boring because Tainik Tamidi ain't a Tainik. Right? If you ate Chomt every single day, it wouldn't be so geschmack anymore. It's only geschmack because it's once.
A pizza.
Wow. Oh, we spoke. I think we said this once. Yeah, and we have a machlokas. You eat it every day, mamish?
Pizza.
Hey, you, okay, so it's all about for pizza. You. Pizza. But the chiddush of Olam Haba is going to be a tainik tamidi, yesh tainik. That it could be a constant level of tainik and never get boring. It's because there is no counterpart. It's something, again, it's something we can't even imagine. We could say words, we could philosophize about it.
It's constantly you could type.
But then it's not, then it's nothing. It's just tainik tamidi.
It's just being.
It's like in your state of being, in your most relaxed state, where you're just so connected, if you've ever meditated and just been there, you're connected to Kadosh Baruch, like you know he's there, and you're just totally at ease, and you're just there. In the highest state of Menucha, which is, it's going to be like that forever.